Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 8, 1806. Everybody's hungry. The Corps are now making their way up the Kuskuski or Clearwater River, traveling today through Nez Perce and Clearwater counties in present-day Idaho. Food is in short supply for the party and for the Indians. The game is poor, and the salmon have not yet arrived. Captain Clark writes about the Indians' innovative methods of finding food.
This morning our hunters was out by the time it was light. About 8 o'clock, Shields brought in a small deer, on which we breakfast. By 11 a.m. all our hunters returned. Drewyer and Peter Crissot brought in a deer each, and Collins wounded one which our dog caught near our camp. Total of our stock of provisions, 4 deer and some horseflesh. On the small creek which passes our camp, the natives have latterly encamped, and as we are informed, have been much distressed for provisions. They have fallen a number of small pine in the vicinity of this encampment, for the seed which is in the burr of which they eat. We are informed that they were compelled to collect the moss off the pine, boil and eat it in the latter part of last winter. On the creek near our camp, I observed a kind of trap which was made with great pains to catch the small fish which passed down with the stream. This was a dam formed of stone so as to collect the water in a narrow part not exceeding 3 feet wide, from which place the water shot with great force and scattered through some small willows, closely connected and fastened with bark. The mat of willow switches was about 4 feet wide and 6 long, lying in a horizontal position, fastened at the extremity. The small fish which fell on those willows was washed on the willows where they, until taken off. I caught or took off those willows 9 small trout from 3 to 7 inches in length. Soon after I returned from the fishery, and an Indian came from a small fishery of a similar kind, a little above, with 12 small fish which he offered me, which I declined, excepting as I found from signs that his house was a short distance above, and those fisheries afforded the principal part of the food for his children. Captain William Clark, May 8, 1806.
The moss which Clark mentioned was really an edible lichen, Alectoria jubata, which hangs in streamers like Spanish moss. Traveling with the Corps was one chief, the Cutnose, who was in dispute with another chief, the Twisted Hair. The Corps had left their horses in the care of the Twisted Hair last fall and were headed to meet him in his lodge to retrieve their horses. When everyone met up on the plains, the captains had to mediate the tiff between the Cutnose and the Twisted Hair, which apparently had something to do with the horses the Corps had left behind. There was much pipe smoking and shuttling back and forth between camps to learn the details of the dispute and work toward a resolution. The great chief, the Broken Arm, got wind of this state of affairs and sent some of his young men to invite the captains and the quibbling chiefs to his camp. He apparently intended to try to resolve the situation. Tomorrow, recovering saddles and powder.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.